This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents today are formally ushering in the start of peace talks aimed at ending two decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand for the ceremony in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." He said after nearly 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The actual talks are set to begin tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts caution the path to peace will not be easy. Among the top priorities for the two sides in Doha, reaching an immediate ceasefire and an agreement that upholds women's rights. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and specifically targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. No word on casualties. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia reached out for indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and offer the information to Moscow if Navalny agrees. The German government earlier had said it would not investigate the case because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow insists it has seen no evidence of that Navalny was the victim of foul play, and yesterday said it would ask to send investigators to Berlin. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest-profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny supporters call it a case of attack.